Welcome to the Confidence with Anne podcast, the show where we talk about self-love, self-esteem, body image, and the struggles of becoming a better person from the perspective of this young girl here. I'm your host, Gani Atke, and on the show, I also try to involve other people to share their experiences and bring on interviews. So I hope to inspire you to feel less alone on your journey and to take action towards becoming a better person. Let's dive right in. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Confidence with Anne podcast. My name is Gani Atke and I am your host on the show. It feels great to be back. And on today's episode, it's a special one because I have my amazing friend with me on the show. And, you know, I can't wait for us to get into this conversation. So welcome on the show, the host of Chacha Music Review Podcast, Afista Nova. Yeah. Say hi to my people.
Good. Let me introduce myself the way I know how to introduce myself. Me, I don't say I. My vibe is always about, you know, positive and energy. So let me bring in the energy and let me say, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all the amazing members of the Confidence Revamp podcast by Gani Atke. How are you people doing? My name is Afista Nova, your musical plug and the creator of the Energy Force. So if you are feeling some energy into you, it is me that is putting it there. As you can see, Gani Atke is hyper. You know, this is not the way she's to sound, but the Energy Force is here now. So she has to. I need to transfer some energy into her body. What's up, Gani? How you doing?
Today I came prepared. You know, I really want to match your energy in this episode.
You can't match the energy. Don't even bother trying.
I'm gonna try. I think I just increased my voice. It's not my fault, anyway. It's fine.
What's up, Ina? You know? How are you doing?
I'm good. I've had a very long day, but I'm so excited to be doing this with you.
Excited to be doing this with you because, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I've been secretly waiting and hoping and wishing and dreaming that, hey, one day this girl will invite me on a podcast to let me come and what's that language? Hey, let me come and ask her those questions that I've been asking her secretly and she cannot tell me. I'll put you on the spot on your podcast today.
So that's the plan.
Yes, that was the plan.
Anyways, I'm so honored to have you on the show. For the longest time, you've been someone that I admired from afar. So it just feels so good.
Now you're making me blush.
It feels good to be able to call you my friend. And it's amazing to have you on the show today.
I mean, you're also an amazing person, and I'm so glad to be, you know, on the podcast with you. And yeah, talking about my day has been good. You know, we bless God. You know, we can't complain. We are alive, and you know, we bless God.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. So on today's episode, you guys, Afista Nova is going to be putting me on the hot seat.
She's going to be interviewing me on the hot seat. Like I said, I'm here to come and put you on the hot seat. So I want to, you know, bring out that part of you that your listeners, they don't actually get to see. The one that I used to see at the back end.
You guys, I'm actually not going to lie. I feel a bit nervous. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it is recorded, because we have a lot of conversations and it's amazing. We talk for long hours, but this one just feels different. I don't know why. How are you feeling?
Yeah, well, I'm good. And the first question I said I'm always gonna ask you when I come on your podcast, I don't know if you've ever told your listeners, but I want to ask you, and I want you to tell me and your listeners, in fact, for the new listeners that are just listening to the podcast for today, the first thing first I'm going to ask is, you always say, oh, my name is Gani Atke. What does K stands for? Is K constant or is K? What does K mean again? Say, if K cannot be K. So, what does your K stands for?
A lot of people ask me this question, like people that don't know me. Actually, K is just the short for my surname, my family name. It's a big family. And I really wanted to shorten it because growing up in school, like secondary school and even university, a lot of people would prefer to call me my surname. And there was a point in my life where I got very angry because I'm like, what is this? I have a name, okay? I have a name and my name is different from my surname. It means that my personality, who I am, is different from who I am perceived to be because of my surname. Plus, I also went to uni in the Southwest, and in Southwest, my surname is pretty popular. So when I say my surname, people already know where I'm from. I think they already have a perception of me, expectations, and I just didn't like it. Even my classmates were calling me my surname. I don't like it. Call me my name. They did naming ceremony for me, okay? And they gave me name. And my name is Dania. That's my Muslim name.
So you know, this is like one of the reasons why I like you. You are very, very, you know, smart around conversation, and you find a way to avoid questions. I just asked what is the meaning of K, and you still didn't give me a definite answer. Why?
Yos.
Why?
Yos. I mean, because
We want to know. We want to know.
I mean, it's not a secret, but I don't want to. It's not a secret because a lot of people are listening. They know me personally. They have my WhatsApp contact, so they know.
I tried, though. Listeners, I tried, though. I did my best. I did my best.
But it's on the internet. Like, if you guys should find me on LinkedIn, you definitely see my surname there. Like, okay. You definitely see.
We are going to LinkedIn. We are going to Aunt.
But now that I'm thinking about it, this is not a secret. Why don't I just see it, right?
Exactly. Because
you guys can pretty much see it on LinkedIn. Okay. Last, it wasn't you that persuaded me. I persuaded myself.
I accept.
Okay, so the K in my name is my surname, and it stands for Kataye. Yeah.
Nice.
That's it.
I feel good hearing that.
Okay, on to the next question.
You know, you were talking about, you know, when you started the introduction, you were talking about, you know, how we've been friends and all of that. And let me tell you one funny story. So I've been listening to your podcast before I even got the opportunity to speak with you. You know, like, I've always been listening to your podcast, and I knew when the podcast I didn't know when the podcast started, but I listened to the first, you know, first 3-4 episodes. Then I noticed there was a change, you know, in the podcast and all of that. But, you know, I'm just trying to create, I'm trying to paint a picture of how small, you know, this world is. So, like, I've already been listening to your podcast, and I've always wanted to have the chance to be on the podcast. Then when we started talking, we now, you know, later find out that, oh, because you rightly said you went to a school in the Southwest, and apparently my niece also went to the same school, and, you know, you happen to know my niece. And I think that was where the conversation between us got, you know, a bit more serious. Like, oh, you know this girl. Yeah, I know her now. She's my sister and all of that, you know. So, but I know the school and I know the environment. But I just want to ask you this. What was it like, you know, being in the university with that popular name, like you said, and everybody was always trying to call you and like, oh, no, I didn't name a ceremony. Take us through that journey. How was your experience like in the university?
Honestly, I don't remember most things. And you guys should just credit my ADHD for that. I don't remember most things. But I remember that when I got into university, I was very young. I was 16 years old. That was my dream, to be invested by 16, graduate by 20. But, you know, COVID happened, and my graduation came at the best time. Alhamdulillah, it was January, last month, this year. So it just happened. God always has the best plan. But when I got into school, I was very young. I definitely had a much more different mentality than what I do now. Very immature, I would say. I had a lot of issues. I didn't know how to video people. I still don't know how to video people, to be honest with myself. I know that one. So I was always clashing with people. because I've never lived outside of my house. I've never gone to a boarding school before. It's always from school to house and things like that. So I didn't know how to relate with people. I had a lot of issues. People spoke about me a lot. And I always just always cared. I didn't know how to not care about what they were saying. And it was so new to me. And every time I did whatever I did in the past, I knew I always do it with right intention. I just don't do things with a bad intention or to get someone hurt. But somehow, everything just does not turn out the way I intended for it to turn out. And it just really got to me. I'm sure I had a lot of low self-esteem and self-worth issues when I was in school. But I'm always so grateful whenever I look back because I'm not who I used to be and I'm not where I used to be. And I'm so glad that I finally learned. I learned a lot of things. And yeah, that's how it was. It was difficult for me to fit in. I had fun times. I had not so fun times. But and the thing that the most important thing for me is that I had the experience and I took the lessons from it. I don't know if I answered your question. That's
Yeah, I
it.
mean, you pretty much did. Like you rightly said, there's some stuff you can't remember because, at that age, you were really young and all of that. But, the mentality you had when you were coming into school was not the mentality you have now. And, talking about,
Yes.
mentality, I mean, from the little I know about you, I know that you have a very, very, strong mentality. But there was something you spoke about and it got me thinking. Okay, so for someone that used to have low self-esteem, like you rightly said, when you were in school and all of that, for you to now finish school and say, oh, you want to do a podcast, then you name your podcast The Confidence Revamp. I mean, it's is it like was your podcast like let's say a journey of how you were able to get your confidence, or how you are working towards getting your confidence?
Ooh, amazing question. My podcast is about how I'm working towards my confidence because you guys, I will not lie, I still have low self-esteem. I just think that my low self-esteem now is mild. Like I've gotten so much better. When I wanted to start my podcast, I started because I was looking for purpose. I kept watching a lot of YouTube videos about purpose and passion and finding that thing that makes you tick, finding your calling. And I just always thought about it that when I was younger, what is that thing that I always wanted to do? And that was to be an OAP. I loved listening to video a lot when I was younger. And I still loved because I no longer listen to radio. Now I listen to podcasts a lot. But I absolutely loved it. And I remember when I was younger, I had the thought of, oh my God, if only I can just be an on-air personality and host shows, but I don't have to read the news. That would be amazing. Like, I'll be so happy because I don't really like news. But I wanted to host programs. Like, there were programs I always tuned into every night. It was just amazing. I loved it. Like, just from the on-air personality's voice, I'm already in love with them. I like them so much, and I just want to keep listening to them. So when I was looking for purpose, I thought about what I wanted to do when I was a child. Like, what was that childhood dream that I can remember? Because I don't remember things. So, anyways, OAP came to my mind, and I've been talking about being a podcaster for a very long time. And I didn't know. No, you're just always talking about something, but you are not really paying attention to it. You're not thinking that, oh, you should go ahead and take action on that thing. You're just talking about it all the time, and that's something about me. I'm always, if I keep talking about something, there's something about it. There's something making me talk about it a lot. Now, fast forward, a lot of time passed, and then I went back to school after the whole COVID thing that happened for my final year defense, project defense. And when I go back to school, I just told myself that, you know what, I'm going to start this podcast. After listening to someone's podcast that I know, I reached out to her and I told her about it, and she was so excited for me. She encouraged me and she was like, I'm looking forward to it. And I was like, yay! You know, when you have an idea and the first person you tell sort of validates you, that makes you want to do it. Imagine, I always think back and say, imagine the first person I told just talked down at me. I don't know if I'll still do it. Then I participated in the Created for Purpose Challenge. This is what led to the Confidence Revamp podcast. So the Created for Purpose Challenge was hosted by Patrice Washington, the host of the Redefining Wealth podcast. And it was amazing. It was powerful. Oh my goodness. That happened in December. And throughout the month of December, the only thing I felt was peace. Intense peace. Like I didn't want it to end. Like, I still keep praying for that feeling. That I just felt at peace. I felt like I was doing the right thing. I'm on the right track. So I did the assignment. And by doing the assignment, I realized that, oh my God, for the longest time, I've been struggling with low self-esteem. I wrote everything I've experienced, the things I've learned, and then I decided I'm going to start a podcast about it. But I was scared. I was like, oh my God, what if people find out that I'm not even an expert at this thing? I'm still even struggling with this thing. So anyways, I listened to a podcast I liked, and I modeled episode one of this podcast after that particular podcast. I modeled it. Like the way she was saying it, I was just substituting things because I didn't know how to go about it. Anyways, I'm so glad I started, even though I didn't know. And I was so scared. So I was also like, you know what, everyone, I'm not 100% that confident queen. You guys should check it out, that episode. I mentioned it there because I didn't know how to mention that I still have low self-esteem. I still struggle with it. Now, about the name, the Confidence Revamp podcast, I sat down with my siblings and started brainstorming. Any name I came up with, I will quickly Google it. I was so hell-bent on getting a unique name that has not been used before. And let me tell you, there are so many podcasts. There are several of them. I wanted to make sure that this name is a unique name. Eh? I kept researching. I read thesaurus. I read synonyms of words. But I know that that confidence is a sure thing. Okay? And somehow I found the word revamp and I put them together. Knowing now that I have ADHD makes everything make sense to me, because then I realized something about me, and that is that I find it difficult to stay on one path. Let's say I niche down. After a while, I get bored and I'll pick on a new interest. So I picked confidence instead of picking low self-esteem because I didn't want to feel boxed. I didn't want to feel like, okay, I cannot talk about any other thing. I'm like, you know what? If worse comes to worse, and I don't know what to post anymore, at least I will be able to revolve around other topics. I'll be able to switch from talking about low self-esteem alone into talking about something that has to do with confidence. We all need confidence in pursuing the things we want for ourselves, in standing up for ourselves, and even in achieving a lot of things. Confidence is such a beautiful quality we all should have. And so I'm still on my own journey, and I'm so glad I'm bringing all of you guys on my journey with me, because imagine I get to the goalpost first before I start telling you guys a story, I would have forgotten everything and I would just feel so bad.
I mean, I wanted it to get all that out. I mean, majority of those stories, I already know them, but I know, you know, that some of your audience, especially the new one, might not know those stories and they might not even know the full story. So I just wanted to express, you know, yourself. I mean, at the end of the day, it's still your podcast, right? So you are still the one that is meant to be doing all the talking. Me, I'm just here to put you on the off spot. But there's one thing I want to ask, and it's going to be, you know, a very short question, which I expect your answer to also be very, very short. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear a lot of podcasters, you know, they say, oh, I want people to learn this from my podcast. I want people to be able to do this from my podcast. You know, it's all about them wanting people to learn. But the question is this. What would you say your podcast as, you know, that you as a person, what would you say you've learned in the process of doing your podcast?
Okay, number one, I have learned more about myself. I did not know the amount of work I did to get here because I wasn't keeping track of it. But with every podcast episode, I've had to revisit how I used to feel in the past. That I've had to talk about my previous experiences and the things I did to get to that point, yeah, to get to where I am right now. I see just how much I've grown and the amount of work and effort that I put into it. So I get to know more about myself in the process. And then number two, what I've learned is that there's no need to worry about hate comments. Huh? When I wanted to start podcasting, I was like, oh my God, everybody's going to find out I'm an imposter. I don't even have any qualification. I'm not a confidence coach. I don't know anything. I'm just sharing my experiences. And honestly, I'm at that point where I feel like I've shared everything I want to share. It's like there's nothing else for me to share. However, I have noticed from every podcast episode, I haven't even gotten one hit, like one hit comment, and I'm so grateful for that. I haven't, and that's something that could have kept me from starting, and I'm so grateful and handling that I started. So those are the two things that just came to my mind right now.
All right, those are the two things that just came to your mind right now. And if there's one thing I know about you, I'm sure that after this episode, you still go and sit down and think, and you want to write more, so you come and share with your audience. So when you know more, I'm definitely sure.
I have a blog post on this.
Oh, you see?
But trust my memory. I don't remember what I wrote.
You'll go back and go and check it. Now, let's talk about, you know, something that might be a little bit difficult for you to talk about. And I know you've spoken about it on your podcast, and I know you've mentioned it at least 3 times, you know, as we are talking right about now. And it's your, you know, I'm trying to pronounce it right, so I don't, because at times, you know, those things used to, you know, twist my mouth. But it's your ADHD.
I know what you're about to say.
Yeah, it is your ADHD. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even going to ask you, you know, because obviously this is one thing that a lot of people do not really know that they have, you know, especially in this part of the world, you know, Nigeria. And to even get diagnosed or to say, oh, I have this, people look like, sorry, what's that? And when they now even hear the full meaning of that word, they'll be like, really? Like, seriously? Mm-hmm. So my question is going to be this. At what point did you I just want to know, at what point did you discover that, oh, I have this? And what was, you know, that realization, knowing that you had it? What did it make things easier for you, or did it make it more difficult for you?
Finding out I have ADHD, honestly, it has made things easier for me. My goodness. The first time I heard ADD on the video, I knew that man was talking about me, because I have a very strong intuition. I just knew, I'm like, this man is talking about me. I'm going to research about this later. And then I completely forgot about it. Of course, in ADHD fashion, I'm forgetful. And I'm forgetful doesn't mean every other ADHD is forgetful. We experience our symptoms differently. I just wanted to put that out there as well.
I like the fact that you even actually put that out, because I was going to really, you know, really ask, like, is that a thing that is common among everybody? But the fact that you put that out, you know, I like that.
So I was listening to Jenna Kucha's episode about ADHD and entrepreneurship, and she had a guest, Tracy Otsuka. And when they had that conversation, oh my God, I'm like, this one is talking about me. I got emotional. I listened to that episode like 3 times on 3 different podcast platforms. I don't know if I was trying to hear it differently. I don't know why I did that. And I just got so curious. I'm like, I want to find out about it. And I was so glad to hear that the guest on the show, Tracy Otsuka, has a podcast called ADHD for Smart Ass Women. It's an amazing show. And that's the only show that I listen to that's with ADHD, and it tells me a lot, because I'm able to connect with her a lot. And I guessed as well. But when I found out I had ADHD, you know, I was sad, because I was like, oh my God, if only I was diagnosed earlier, if only my parents understood this, they'll be able to support me more. They'll know that when I struggle with cleaning, keeping things organized, it's not because I'm lazy. It's just that the dopamine is not there. Like, I'm struggling with my ADHD. I think they'll have been able to support me more. And I would have been kinder to my younger self. So yeah, it has made it easier. But I still have those challenges. It doesn't change the fact that I have those challenges. But then I am kinder to myself in addressing those challenges. So that is it.
All right. Like I said, I like the fact that you said you still, find it makes it easier, for you, because like you rightly said, if you had known about this earlier, it's like, probably made a lot of sense, and I'm just trying to imagine the typical, Nigerian setting whereby you didn't know you have this. And I'm trying to imagine how growing up or childhood, you would have been for you with all these difficulties. Because, I mean, even back then, it might be an issue of, oh, this girl is probably too dull, or this girl does not know books, she's too forgetful, and all of, the different kind of, quote and unquote now, insults that you must have received because of probably some of the effects, of the ADHD, now, like you rightly said, you now knowing that, so all these things that has been happening is not because I'm a dollar, like people say. It's not because, I'm sluggish, as people say. It's because I have, this, is it going to be right for me to call it a condition? Like, is that like supposed to be like a right word? Like when someone have a sickness or a kind of, let's say a disease or something, they say, oh, this person, hello?
No, I said no.
Okay, so what is going to be like the right term, if I want to use it? I hope you understand the question I'm asking you.
I understand.
Okay, so what's going to be the right term?
Okay. There are two parts of your question I'm going to address. So the first one, let me address this part so that I don't forget about it. The reason why it was easy for me to accept ADHD after years of living in denial was because the message I heard from Tracy Otsuka in that particular episode that I talked about earlier is that ADHD is not a disease. ADHD is not a disorder. Even though when we call the full acronym, it means attention deficit hyperactive disorder, it is not a disorder. Okay, she said ADHD is a brain difference. And when she said that, it made so much sense to me. And I really appreciate that, that analogy, that it is a brain difference. Because when I go back to my journal that I wrote before I even came to terms with my ADHD, I was writing a lot of things like, oh, you're just making an excuse with ADHD. ADHD is not real. It's a brain disorder. It's a disease. You don't have a disease. This is just an excuse. I was just writing really like terrible things because I thought it was a disorder, it was a disease. But when someone else spoke about it in a different way, I spoke about approaching ADHD positively and how it can be our strengths, while also educating us about, the weaknesses and the side effects, encouraging us to look at it in a different way, positive way, and telling us that, it's a brain difference. That just really changed the narrative for me, and that helped me to come to terms with it. Now, before I let you even make a remark, I want to say something. You said earlier when you were asking the question that about being a dullard and hearing some insults growing up, there are a lot of people that have ADHD, and you may be listening to me right now, and you are not good at school or you think you are not smart. Many ADHDers can relate with that. But I did not go through that. And the reason is because I have always liked school. And ADHD is a brain of interest. Whatever we're interested in, we find it so much easier to pursue that thing. We find it so much easier to do it. It's like, wow, piece of cake. So I've always loved school. So I've always done well in school, like coming first, second, third, or being among like the top students in class. I've always done very well. Why? Because I had interest. I had interest in what I was studying. I had interest in school. Like, people used to make me feel bad because I like school. Like as if it's a bad thing. And it's not a bad thing. I absolutely loved school. So that really helped me. But then when I started to have issues growing up with my ADHD, even when I didn't know it was ADHD, was when I couldn't, I'm not organized and I really want to be organized. When my sister would say, oh, you told me this yesterday. And I'll say, who told you? When did I say it? And I used to be so unhappy because I could not remember my childhood experiences, the things I used to do. I'll be so unhappy. I'll be like, what did I do yesterday? What did I wear yesterday? What did I do when I was 10? It's only a few things I can remember, but I'm very grateful for those memories now that I think about it. So I just wanted to, yeah, see that.
Okay. Look, Garnet, I'm not even going to lie. We can stay on your podcast. I mean, like you rightly said, me and you, we have conversation for hours. And I don't want us to have to keep having conversation for hours, because trust me, we'll keep having different conversation for hours. But I'm just going to, like, you know, ask you two questions, and, you know, we'll just wrap up the whole thing, and maybe we're gonna have our conversation at the backyard later. So
no,
the first question I'm gonna ask you is this. And so something you mentioned about maybe if, you know, you have known about this earlier, and maybe your parents, you know, you mentioned your parents and all of that. So the first question I'm going to ask you is this. Right now that you know that this is what you have, does your parent, like, have you told your parent that, okay, mom or dad, sit down and let me tell you the story of my life. This is what, I have a brain difference. You know, do they know? And if they know, how have they accepted it, and have they accepted you?
So when I finally came to terms with ADHD, I tried to tell my mom first, because if I'm being honest, I'm closer to my mom, and I find it easier to talk to my mom than to my dad. So I told my mom first. And I didn't know how to tell her. I was scared to tell her, because I didn't know what her reaction would be. So what I tried to do was I tried to explain scenarios to her. I'm like, okay, so you know how somebody is forgetful? There are some people that experience these certain symptoms. Even now, I've forgotten some symptoms. Like, oh my God. So I'm very impulsive, do things without thinking first. I zone out a lot. I'm very forgetful. I pick up an interest, and then after a while, I can't do it anymore. I struggle focusing on one thing for a long period of time. So I'm trying to explain these symptoms to her, but I'm not putting myself in it. So I'm like, okay, so this, when somebody is going through all these things and has all these symptoms, it's called ADHD. And then that day, I actually tipped it in that, yeah, and I have it. So I told her, and I have it. And she didn't say anything. Another time when she was driving, we're coming home, and I was trying to explain it to her. And then when I told her that, oh, I have so many interests and I want to do everything at once, and say that, is that not greediness? Is that not greed? And she said it in Yoruba language. And that just really hurt me. And I was like, I'm not telling you anything again. Don't worry. You will not understand. I just really feel like if they understood better, they'll be able to support me better. But at the same time, I realized that they had different. They grew up different. Some things are really not easy for them to understand. And I give them grace in the sense that it also took me a while to come to terms with my ADHD. It may take them a while as well. I think I've tried to tell my dad as well. It's like they're not taking me seriously. So I just try to find ways to support myself. I joined an ADHD Facebook community. So if there's anything I'm struggling with or I want to rant about, I'll go ahead and do it there. At least I found online communities that can support me. And when I found out about my ADHD, I was actually diagnosing people. I don't know if I'm the only one that does this. So even my sister, when she came back home, I was telling her about it, that she could relate to all my struggles. Just that my sister is not forgetful like me. She remembers things. So that's just it. I wish they would understand, honestly. I just want to feel understood.
Okay, like you rightly said, you wish they would understand, and yeah, you are giving them grace because it took you time to also, you know, come to terms and come to understand everything. So maybe it can also, you know, take them, what am I going to call it? It's also going to take them time to come around and understand. And hopefully, I also wish, you know, they can, you know, understand you, and that might probably foster a very great relationship, you know, between you. You know, and your parent. And for me, I'm not even gonna lie. I think the first time I heard about, you know, ADHD was from a music artist known as Joyan Lucas. You know, he spoke about it in one of his songs. I even did an album titled, you know, HDAD, where, like, he literally spoke about some of those things. And that was when I actually got to know,
you know, what it was. And it gave a lot of statistics, you know, about 1.5 million Americans are living with the disorder, you know, the disorder, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and there were some things, like you rightly said also, and that is where at times, because when me and you, we are conversating, and you say something, I'll be like, oh, blame it on my ADHD. And I just laugh it off, because for someone that, if I'd not, you know, gotten that word from Joyan Lucas, I might not be able to understand why you say that. Because even in his old song, every time you say something, I'll be like, you know, it's not my fault, blame it on the ADHD. You know, like, I feel like that's like a way for you to kind of, you know, should I say, I don't know the right word to use, but like a coping mechanism. Yeah, let me, you know, let me use that. When you know that, okay, this thing is not like, I feel like naturally you feel, oh, I'm not supposed to be this forgetful. But at the same time, you look at it, I'll be like, well, technically, it's not as if it's my fault, though. I mean, it's not as if I have control or power over it, or I just choose to be, oh, I want to forget, you know? So you just think, well, it's not my fault, you know, blaming on this. So to wrap it up, this is going to be my last question. I'm not going to ask any question.
Before you ask, for me, I try not to blame my ADHD. I always say credit my ADHD. Like, I feel like it's different, because if I go ahead and blame my ADHD for things, I think it can keep me stuck in the sense that I'm just going to be like, eh, it's not my fault. God created me and he gave me this brain. So I can, so it's like giving myself permission to be mediocre. It's like giving myself permission to not try to organize things. Whenever, that's how I see self-blame as. It's like saying, oh, I blame this. So yeah, it's not my fault. So what can I do about it? Or I'm not going to do anything about it. But when I say I credit my ADHD, for me, it's like saying, yeah, thumbs up to my ADHD. I struggle with this, but what can I do about it? How can I do better? I don't know if it even makes sense, but that's my thought process when it comes to it. You guys should let me know if it makes sense, please.
All right. So I'm just going to ask you a very, very, a very, very basic, random, you know, question. What is the worst food combination you've ever eaten?
I don't combine food, though. I respect myself. Immediately I see it and I'm like, what's this combo? It doesn't look good. I don't try it. I always stay in my comfort zone. So I don't do it.
Okay. So again, please try and remember. This question is very important, so I want to try and remember. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Who was your crush when you were in university? Who did you crush on? And please don't tell me nobody.
I don't get crushed. I really crush on people. Even when I was younger, really. So, no. I don't have crush.
You don't do the crushing.
Maybe I do. Someone just came to my mind, and I think, yeah, maybe I do.
Spill the beans. One time
I was crushing on my best friend, so that's what it is. My best friend knows himself, and I'm sure he's going to listen to this episode, because I will send it to him, and I will ask him to please listen when he can. So that's basically it, my best friend.
Okay. I mean, it's going to be weird for me to be on your podcast and we'll not find a way to talk about music. I think it's going to be weird for me to do that. So,
we are done with this episode now.
this is the last question. I just remember.
Okay. Ask me.
Okay. So I'm just going to ask, like, you know, who are your favorites? You know, African music. I don't say, you know, let's forget about the other side. Let's talk about Nigeria or African. Who are your favorite? Or if you don't have a favorite, who are those people that, okay, whenever you listen to their music, like, oh, this is a good artist, this is a good music, and all of that?
Okay. I don't know everything. I have to take my time to think. Yeah. Okay, so I'll say Kiss Daniel. I don't like all his songs, but I think his lyrics, he has lyrics. And when I'm listening to music, I always put the lyrics so I will see what you are seeing. Anyone you are seeing something that is not something I want for myself, or it's not something that I believe in, I just skip that part, or I don't listen to the song at all. So I think it's Daniel. Yeah, he has lyrics. Who else do I listen to again? No, I listen to Ira Starr. So, and I think she's a good artist. I think that's all, though. Well, I'm trying to... I actually just tried to look at my Boom Play right now. Yeah, Banky W. What? I like Banky W songs. Aside from the gospel, of course. I'm not interested in listening to gospel music, but yeah. I like his songs. He has lyrics, and I like songs that have lyrics. It's not just the beat. I want to know where you are singing, whether you are causing people. So I'm not going to join you in doing that. So that's it. Those are the two I can remember. I did the three.
All right. No problem. That was good. Ganiat, it's been really, really fun, you know, doing this with you. And I'm not even going to lie to you. You were saying that at the beginning that, oh, you were nervous and all of that. And even me, myself, feared the catching, because I feel like having this, you know, podcast with you, doing this episode with you, it didn't feel natural, like how we used to have our normal conversation. Mm-hmm, and I was thinking in my head, like, hey, this one now, what kind of question will I be asking now? Normally, if we're just chatting or we're just, you know, talking, everything will just, you know, flow. But this one, because, you know, yeah, it's a podcast episode, I was trying to, like, but I think I did do all of it. So you clap for me, Abby.
Pa, 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 pa.
Aha, yes.
Before we go, actually, I was going to even ask you before you answered that, how do you feel about this episode? How do you feel about interviewing me? But you already said it. It's easier when we are not recording, because it just flows. It's like when you have a camera in front of you and you just, things just feel a bit different. So I just want to know,
should I tell you how I was able to summon the courage, you know, to do this episode?
Tell me, please.
I didn't see it as you know, an interview or a podcast episode. I saw it as, you know, when you're in that stage, you see a fine girl that you like, and you're in that stage, that talking stage, and you're trying to get to know more about her.
I see.
So that's why I just put myself in that shoes, like, okay, Daniel is a fine girl, and I'm trying to know more about her. But this is just like in a public space, and everybody is watching or everybody is listening. So let me just begin to, you know, show those, you know, first date question, second date question, third date question, or whatever date question that you can ask, and I'll just fire in. That also gave me the confidence. Yes, let me use that word. I revamp my confidence, and I begin to, you know, ask those questions.
Funny thing is that whenever I'm recording a podcast, I don't think I'm on a public platform. And I think that's what helps me to be vulnerable, because I'm basically in my room sitting on the floor. Today, I'm sitting on the bed and I'm the only one here. So I just talk like I'm talking to my best friend, my diary. And I think it just helps. I think that's why my podcast is intimate. That's why I'm able to share a lot of TMI, because there's some episodes I listen to and I'm like, shouldn't I have edited that part out? Or why did I say this? And it's so easy for me to be vulnerable on my show, because it's just me talking, and I don't see it as a public platform.
All right, that's good. And for those of you that might be wondering, oh, she says something now, what does that mean? TMI, it means too much information. Don't mind how she says it a lot. Someone thinks that I asked her now. Someone thinks that I asked her that she answered me, because we're on a podcast now. When I used to ask her back then, she would tell me, oh, TMI, God has cashed you.
Oh my God, is it the crush? It's only the crush that I feel like it's something that if you ask
Don't worry. No, I've gotten all the answers I need, and your listeners have also gotten the answers I need. So yes, I can take my leave.
Okay. Thank you so much for doing this with me. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for also having me. I really, really do appreciate, and I'm honored, you know, to be part of this.
So you guys, this is the longest episode on my podcast so far, and I'm so grateful to have you here. If you listen to the end, I just wanted to know that I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Let me know what your thoughts are. The links to reach me will be in the show notes below. And please take a screenshot and share this podcast on your social media platforms. Tag me at The Elegant Yacht. I will see it. If I see it, I'm actually going to repost it. So yeah, until next time. So for me and Afistanova now, let's say bye-bye. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Want to go? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.